Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN. So, as we said at the top of the hour, we are super stoked today to have, once again, Ron Whittingham from Megan Financial. Welcome, Ron.
Glad to be here, Ken.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for your sponsorship. Thanks for all your hard work. So, quick overview, right? Megan Financial is what? Like, just give us the two-second overview of what you guys do.
Yeah, 2 seconds. We're financial advisors, but we're built for unions. I've been doing this for 26 years, and 99.9% of what we do is work with building trades folks. We do some Chicago Fire, some teachers.
Yep.
But I mean, I think we do what we do for 90% of the building trades here in the Cook and Collar counties.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And now, obviously, through the coalition, right?
It's moved across the country.
Yeah. Yeah. 11 states. I mean, how many 100,000 members now?
300,000 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said something important, and I want to just like make this clear to the business managers and the unions that are listening. That may not use your services already or may not fully use them, yeah. Right? Know who you are, but maybe just send folks to you. Like, you will actually do seminars and help people retire or talk to an apprentice, you know, class or even anything in between. And you can give financial advice because you're fiduciary.
Correct. Yeah, right? Yeah. We can. And because we have worked with pensions, and it's an amazing fact that less than 10% of Americans have the defined benefit plans that we know that our members, that the members of these unions have.
Right.
And that's, you think here in Chicago that it's a much more prevalent, because I grew up on the South Side. You know, my mom was a retired school teacher,
sure.
Pension.
Sure.
My buddies are firefighters, cops, pensions, union members,
yep.
Pensions. Mm-hmm. But less than 10% of Americans have pensions. So when these union members are going to search out financial advice,
yeah.
These financial advisors look at them like they have three eyes when they have a pension.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
Same. I've had the same conversation. Like, what do you mean you have a pension? You have another 401k? I'm like, no, I have a pension. Well, what's that? You shouldn't be asking me what's that.
Yeah, our software can't model that. I'm like, right. Wow. Yeah. All right, nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and plus they charge more than you would charge to manage the money anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing of it is because, you know, these pensions they're different. Every pension plan is different,
yep.
But at the same time, they're somewhat similar. So our advisors, when they're sitting with a plumber, an electrician, an iron worker, whoever it may be, mm-hmm. You know, we know that plan, so we don't have to learn new things.
Right.
Where other financial advisors, you know, they have to sit with a doctor, figure out that plan, then the attorney, then the business owner. So we can charge less because it's a lot of the same.
Right.
So yeah. We do charge less than anybody out there that I know. In my opinion, again, I'm biased because it's my company. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, we provide a lot more value because we understand those benefits. And to be honest with you, I think the biggest benefit of our firm is when the member's gone and his wife is there. You know, the pension stop. She has no idea what she's getting. Mm-hmm. We become advocates for these people,
right.
To make sure that they get everything they have coming due.
So pension may not stop, right? Because when you retire, you have a choice of picking a surviving spouse benefit or something like that.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. And a lot of them do have spousal benefits.
Yeah.
But when I say stop, I mean, they do stop mm-hmm. because they don't know who to pay
right.
And where to send it and how much tax. So the pensions, they stop.
Interesting.
But we help them start it up again.
That's good.
These benefits can be challenging to understand for the members as well as for their spouses throughout their career. I mean, unions have a hard enough time kind of educating their members on what they have. So having you there where you have this intricate understanding of the benefits and can walk them through it in a simple way, and then their spouses, you know, when that time comes to be able to say, like, here are all the things that are coming to you. You know, the sky's not falling. And, you know, our experience has always been what we hear back from members is that your folks handle that with compassion, you know, with respect. And, you know, it's always been a real value add for our members.
Yeah, I've never got a complaint about Megan Financial.
Knocking on wood.
Right? Knock on wood.
Me too.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, give us a phone number.
That's 708
444-1090. 1090. Is that like a...
It's like the tax form.
Okay, fair enough. You did it on purpose?
Kind of.
And what about a website?
Megent, M-E-G-E-N-T .com.
Megent.com. Easy. So, Ed, you had something interesting that we were talking about off air that you read a statistic about Americans' savings.
Yeah, there was a report that I read this week, and it was covered on, you know, the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, everywhere.
Fake news.
Right. No, this is very real, and I wish this was fake, but this is real. The National Institute of Retirement Security put out numbers saying two things: that the median American, or the median savings for the average American worker age 21 to 64 is $995. So the average American worker has $995 saved for their retirement, which sad, shocking. I mean, I shouldn't say shocking. It's sad, but I wasn't terribly surprised. And then also, part of the thing that fuels this is 56 million American workers, adult American workers, which is a huge number, have no access to a retirement plan through their employer or through a union. So they don't really have a vehicle. Even if they wanted to try to save money, they'd have to go up and set up, you know, go out and set up their own IRA, whatever. So folks are not saving money, and folks don't really have a clear, easy way to save money.
So what do you say to that, Ron? Is there some suggestion that you have as to how folks can because like you said, you've always said, like, the time to start saving is yesterday, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the case. I mean, compound interest, I mean, the earlier you start, the better off you're going to be. But at the same time, you know, in today's day and age, with inflation really taking a bite out of everybody's paycheck,
yep.
You know, the first thing you're going to kick the can is retirement.
Sure.
Because
you got to pay bills.
We're never going to retire, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. trust me. You snap a finger, your kids are out in college, and it's like, how did I get here?
Sure.
You know? Yep. So, but with the union members who listen to the show, like all the members of the NCL, mm-hmm. or a lot of them, you know, have defined benefit plans. And a lot of the trades that we work with from day one as a journeyman, in whichever trade they're in, they're putting somewhere between 25% and 30% of their pay away for retirement.
No, we're extremely lucky, and we yeah. know that. But what about the 50 million Americans that have no way to fund their retirement other than they have to do it themselves?
Yeah, I mean, if you have to do it yourselves, you can open up an IRA, a Roth IRA, something like that. But I would have the workers encourage their employers to set up a 401k plan, and any financial advisor can help do that, because the limits on how much you can save are a lot higher mm-hmm. in a retirement plan than they are in a retail Roth IRA. This year,
okay.
you can put, if you're under 50, $7,000 into a regular or Roth IRA, and you have up until April 15th of this year, so tax
Did
day.
Did you say 7,000?
7,000 under 50, 8,000 over 50.
Got it.
And you have up until April 15th of this year to put in a prior year contribution.
For last year. So if you have an extra $7,000 or $8,000 laying around, you know, just now's the time to open up one of these things.
But you can start it with anything. I mean, we don't have account minimum, so I think the minimum is like $250. And start it that way, but then find some money each paycheck, each month, to defer. And it can be like a bill where you're putting $50, $100, $200.
Look, I told my kid, he's in, you know, early 20s, and he takes $25 a week and he drops it into, you know, a plan. And I'm like, great. It's a good way to start. You're not going to miss the money.
Is he buying silver or gold right now?
I think he's buying weed, if I'm not mistaken.
The price of that's going up every, you know, I heard.
But yeah, it's you got to start someplace. So if somebody just average American that doesn't have one of these things had a question, they can call you.
For sure. We're here to help everybody.
We appreciate that.
You know, like I told you guys before, I mean, our niche is obviously unions. I mean, this is all we really do.
Right.
I should say working class people.
Sure.
You know, 99% of what we do. So that is our niche.
Look, but, I like it. There you go.
I learn something new every day.
but here, you know, and we've said this before, and I'll say it again, to these nascent unions, you know, the Starbucks, the Amazons, the Trader Joe's, the blah, 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 whatever it is, right? Go after the gusto and ask for a pension, or not only ask for it, demand a pension, right? Or at least get a 401k with a match.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another thing that, you know, we're going to be talking about this more in the future, but that the coalition, you know, sort of like is helping basically stand this thing up. It's really for operator locals, but we're going to roll out a for lack of a better word, annuity, but it's really like a 401k for unions that don't have one, mm-hmm. right? And it's called USA, Union Strength Annuity.
That's right.
It's a catchy name.
It is.
And so it's a one-stop shopping, like, hey, union, right? You don't have one? Here it is. Put it in the contract. Get an employer match. Can't do that. Have members just take some money off of their paycheck, goes in there. And Ron, you're obviously a big part of having set this up. We appreciate it. It's almost ready. It's almost baked.
We're should be April 1 ready to roll. So, you know, and a lot of these employers can, you know, even if the workers are begging for this 401k or some sort of retirement plan. I mean, as an employer, you want to keep your employees happy.
For sure.
So you would think so.
I mean, I know I do.
Well, yeah. And
because we're nothing without our employees. You can have a great idea, and if you can't execute on that, you have a great idea.
So you're saying that employers, smart ones anyway, should at least give their employees some modicum of retirement safety, whether that's a 401k, whether it's a pension, but just something to say like, hey, we value you, we want you to stay here. Unfortunately, though, I think the reality is that there are employers now, and quite frankly, probably employees as well, that don't plan on staying someplace their whole career, right? If you're working in an Amazon warehouse, you're not staying there for 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, there was a massive trend of people bouncing from job to job for years, but that's kind of stopped because people right now aren't really getting laid off, but nobody's getting hired. So everyone who has a job, by and large, is kind of staying where they are right now.
So maybe that's the time to ask. Maybe there's a time to join a union. It's easier to ask en masse, right?
Right.
You know, or demand or form a union and get some of these benefits than it is by yourself. Like, hey, Mr. Bezos, my name is Ken, and I'd love a 401k, please.
Yeah. I mean, something that I always hear when we talk about pensions from, you know, the 90% that don't have pensions is, it's like, well, that must be nice. Like, yeah.
You're putting your money in there, though. I mean,
for sure.
It's you're putting money in. You maybe don't have the second home or the Range Rover, but, you know, you're going to be able to live a great life in retirement.
Yeah. I mean, union members elect to either take the money and put it on their paycheck, put it into something else. They put it into a pension instead of putting it on their paycheck. But the idea is, like, having retirement savings, yeah, it is nice. That's the idea, is everybody should be able to retire someday.
Right. Don't work until you die.
Right.
Right.
So if you're in the boat where you haven't got anything saved or you don't have a vehicle to save, you know, take a step, figure it out, because it's important and everybody wants it for you.
Well, these 401k plans, if you do change jobs, to your point, Ken, you move from Amazon warehouse to somewhere else, they are portable.
Yeah, sure.
They
can roll them over.
Right. So, you know, that is the one nice thing. So, you know, even if your employer doesn't want to match, just set the plan up for the employees so they can retire at some point in time, and, you know, they're not forced to work in further health insurance until they're 70 years old.
Right. Yeah, no question about it. Well, listen, Ron, thank you as always for coming in. Thanks for everything that you do for our members. One more time, if people want to get a hold of you, what do they call?
708-444-1090.
And the website?
MEGENT.com.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much. Listen, that was Ron Whittingham, owner of Megan Financial, and a big sponsor of the show, actually the reason that the show started.
That's right.
Right?
It's a good story.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
Ron Whittingham, investment executive, 15321 South 94th Avenue, Suite 100, Orland Park, Illinois, 60462, 708-444-1090. Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a broker-dealer and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. The views depicted on this broadcast are general in nature and are provided for informational use only. The views are not necessarily those of Cetera Advisors, LLC. They should not be considered as specific investment or tax advice. All information is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Investment decisions should be based on individuals' own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Consult your investment and/or tax professional regarding your unique situation.